Today's message for Tuesday, 11th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Enjoying Supernatural Speed. Part 9. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel, 1 Kings 18 verse 46. God is the author of the supernatural. He has only invited us to partake of and enjoy what he is doing. Therefore, supernatural speed won't come by your power or might. But while it is true that the supernatural won't be produced by human wisdom or effort, it is important to emphasize the place of appropriate action by anyone who desires God's intervention. The promise of the supernatural is neither an invitation to indolence nor an endorsement of inaction. Although the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, he still had to gird up his loins to run. If you will experience supernatural speed, you do have a responsibility to run. Isaac experienced the supernatural as he planted in a land of drought and a time of famine, and reaped an incredible hundredfold in the same year. It was definitely an act of God. But that divine intervention took place because Isaac did his part. He ran in the direction of God's purpose by sowing the land. If he planted nothing, he would have reaped a hundredfold of nothing. Please note that cultivating crops in a land of drought would never have been an easy job. Isaac's diligence, agricultural competence, and commitment to work had to come into play. He dug wells again and again. He cultivated crops, watered his farm, and put in the sickle when the God-given harvest was ripe. The hand of the Lord did not do all that for him. Friends, the hand of the Lord won't do what your hand should do. The supernatural is not an escape route from decent labor, neither is it for lazy folks, but for the diligent. It is a call to responsibility and diligent labor. Receive grace to be diligent in Jesus' name. Further. Bible reading. Genesis 26 verse 1 to 25. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.